Welcome to the deep dive. Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're digging into something really fundamental for, well, anyone putting stuff online. Evergreen content. Yeah, we're talking about those online words, those articles, guides, whatever, that just seem to stay helpful and popular for a really long time. And our main guide for this is a really smart article from a website called Easy Gold. Now, they're experts at helping businesses, even, you know, local ones like you might find in Yeovil, get their websites noticed and strong. So our mission today is pretty clear. Figure out how this special kind of content can help you, whether you're just trying to learn things online or maybe share your own ideas, and how it helps things grow for the long haul.
Exactly. And what's fascinating here, I think, is how this content can be like a strong tree. You know, it keeps growing, keeps giving fruit year after year. It's not like a flower that's beautiful for a week and then gone. And that idea is super helpful for anyone trying to build something lasting, especially, like you said, local businesses building that essential trust in their community.
Okay, so paint us a picture then. What is evergreen content? Really simply, is it like that favorite recipe card that gets used over and over again?
That's a great analogy, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Simply put, evergreen content is stuff on the internet, articles, guides, videos that stays important and useful for a long, long time. It doesn't really go out of date quickly. It's not like yesterday's news. It stays, well, fresh. The Easy Gold article gives examples like how to tie a tie, or maybe how to cook rice perfectly. It answers questions people always have, those fundamental things.
Right. So the core ideas here seem to be timelessness. Like, it's always good.
Yep. Timelessness is key.
And high value. It actually helps people solve a problem or understand something important.
Definitely high value. That's crucial.
And maybe universal appeal, meaning lots of different people care about it over time.
Exactly. Those are the hallmarks. Timeless, valuable, and broadly relevant.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for you listening. What are the big wins? What are the main benefits of actually creating and having this kind of long-lasting content?
The benefits. Yeah, this is where it really shines. First off, it dramatically helps you get found online. Search engines like Google, they love this stuff because it stays relevant. So it helps your website show up higher in search results. Easy Gold calls this improving SEO rankings. Think about, say, a local roofer in Somerset. An evergreen guide helps them get found consistently.
Okay, so better visibility. Makes sense. What else?
Well, people start to trust you. When you consistently provide really good, helpful information that lasts, people see you as reliable, a trusted source. They keep coming back.
Trust, right? That's huge, especially locally.
Absolutely. Then there's efficiency. You save time. Because this content keeps working for you month after month, year after year. You don't have to be on that hamster wheel constantly creating new stuff all the time. It reduces that feeling of constant content churn.
Ah, less churn. I like the sound of that.
Definitely. And finally, it's super versatile. You can take a really solid evergreen article and, you know, chop it up, make social media posts, maybe infographics, short videos.
Yeah.
You maximize its reach without starting from scratch every time.
Gotcha. So let's connect that back. If you're a local business, maybe making custom furniture somewhere like Yeovil,
yeah,
having evergreen content like how to choose the best wood for your project, or maybe simple ways to care for your wooden table that could really help local people find you, and importantly, trust your advice, right? Builds that local authority, as E. Gold talks about.
Precisely. That's exactly how it builds that local connection and expertise.
Yeah.
But there's a little catch, or maybe just a maintenance point.
Oh, it's not just set it and forget it.
Not quite. Even evergreen trees need a bit of pruning now and then. The source makes a good point here. You should check in on your long-lasting content maybe once a year or so. Easy Gold suggests at least annually. Just a quick review to make sure, you know, all the facts are still right, links still work, maybe update any stats or examples if needed. Keep it sharp.
Okay, so a little tune-up keeps it running smoothly. Makes sense. It protects that long-term value. So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you listening? I guess it means that putting real thought and effort into creating content that lasts can make a massive difference. Whether you're sharing expertise or just trying to find reliable info, this evergreen stuff really stands out and keeps delivering value.
Yeah, it's like a gift that keeps on giving, honestly. It stays relevant, keeps attracting attention, builds that crucial trust. It's a really solid foundation.
Uh-huh.
And maybe a final thought to leave with. As you think about what you want to share or even what you want to learn, ask yourself, what are the truly evergreen questions in your life or your work? What knowledge, what insights will still be genuinely valuable 5 years down the line? It kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? Are you building things just for today, or are you building something that endures?
That's a fantastic question to ponder. Are you building for today or for forever? Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into evergreen content. Definitely something to look for and maybe even create yourself.